I'm going to try to hurry tonight. I'm tired, probably more than you are. So let's look with me in Matthew chapter 13, and we'll read verses 13 and 14, and I'll read you a couple other verses here. We're talking about here on Sunday night for a little while about just Christian virtues and Christian character traits. And so tonight we're going to talk about common sense, or sensibility. You'll see. But anyway, Matthew 13, verses 13 through 14. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. So you got people there that can see, but they can't see. They can hear, but they can't hear. You see? And so then in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 9, the Bible says, and he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed, but perceive not. All right, I want to read a couple more verses in Mark chapter 8, verses 17 and 18. It says, and when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, why reason ye? Because ye have no bread. Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not? And having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? Doesn't that sound like talking to one of your kids? What's the matter with you? Can't you see? Can't you hear? What's the matter with you? Don't you understand? I bet none of you's ever talked to your kids like that, have you? Well, you know then how the Lord feels. You know how we feel toward each other when it's that way with somebody. Part of good character is having good common sense. Well, what in the world does that mean? Common sense. It means something that everybody ought to have. Common is what, you know, it's what everybody has. Common sense. Understanding and perceiving. Sense is about perceiving. Seeing and hearing and understanding. Sense. Common sense. How is it that you don't understand? There are some people that just don't understand. And, you know, it's not because of their IQ. That's not the issue. There's no way that you can find refuge in that excuse. Well, I just got a low IQ. And I don't know anybody to try to do that anyway, because that kind of embarrass you if you come up with that deal. I can't help it. I've just got a low IQ. I'm just dumb, though they'll say that. Yeah. So my mama told me I was stupid. My daddy always told me I was dumb. Yeah. You know, don't ever tell a child that. Don't ever tell anybody that. Because what you tell them, that's what they'll believe.
Yes, that's true.
You call your child a devil, and that's what they'll be.
Yes.
Tell them they're a good boy or a good girl, and they don't, and good girls and boys don't act like that. You're putting a totally different push on them in the direction they're going to go in life. So, common sense is a basic ability to perceive, to understand, and judge things that are common to nearly all people and can reasonably be expected of nearly all people. You know, we just expect common sense out of people, don't we? Common sense. When they don't have common sense, how do we identify that? They don't have any common sense. Well, they don't know how to do anything. But that's a different thing, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Ignorance is one thing. Common sense is something else. Let me just stick to my notes here so we can get through this. We got to be able to perceive what's going on around us, or it's a blot on our character. Now, people look at us and they pick up right away if we don't have any sense about things.
Sure.
You know, if we just fumble around and we break everything that we touch, and everything we try to do is just messed up, and we cause more damage than we do good. You know, people kind of bat their eyes at us, don't they? Mm-hmm. They kind of try to avoid you. Mm-hmm. They try to keep from involving you in things. You know, the word, and I know this is going to sound ugly, but there's a word, stupid. It doesn't mean what everybody uses it for now. You know, in Spanish, it's really, it's a profanity almost. I mean, it's a word you just don't use. It's very strong. And it is in English, too. You call somebody that, that's just not good. But it means very dull, insensible, senseless, waiting, wanting an understanding. It means sluggish, slow and sluggish. Just, and don't you see the connection here? People that don't show common sense, they're like that. They're slow, sluggish. You know, and they don't, they're dull and insensible. They're not aware. They're not in, watching, listening to what's going on around them. That's why they don't have any common sense. They were not taught. They didn't learn. Somehow they missed it when they should have been learning to listen and pay attention. That is so important, basic in child rearing. And growing up at all, I mean, you got to learn to listen and pay attention. Be observant. That's how you learn. That's how you learn everything in life. And if you get a child up to nearly grown and he doesn't have any common sense, it's because, simply because, he hasn't been listening, paying attention. And he didn't learn anything. He may have a high IQ, you know. It's not his brain is his problem. It's his heart that's the problem. And it's his undisciplined mind that is his problem that makes him not have any common sense. And see, that don't go with being a Christian. You can't have a good testimony and people will not respect you or respect your opinion, what you say, what you know, if you don't show any common sense. Well, I always want to add more, but it's no shame to be ignorant about something. But it is a shame when we're ignorant on purpose. Yeah. It's not a disgrace, and you don't have any reason to be ashamed if you don't know how to do something, or you don't know how this works, or you don't know how to fix something. It's no shame on you that you don't know that. But what is the shame is when you won't just acknowledge it and ask. Right. You know, I've told some of you, if you don't know how to do something, like when you go to work on a job, if you don't know something, ask. Yes. There's no shame in asking and saying, I don't know how to do this. Will you tell me how? Will you show me how? And when they're telling you, listen. Watch how it's done. Watch other people. That's how you learn. That's how little children learn everything. That's how they learn to talk. That's how they learn their mannerisms. That's how they learn to do all their tricks. They're watching somebody else do it. They're paying attention there. So, you know, when we ought to admit when we don't know something and not be ashamed to ask for instruction. That's not lacking common sense. That's showing common sense when you ask for information, when you ask for instruction about how to do something that you don't know what you're doing. Don't just plow through it anyway, pretending that you know. This old deal of fake it till you make it, and that will not work. You better believe it. So to try to just push through faking it simply reveals our ignorance and makes people think less of us, makes them frustrated with us and angry with us. It means that we just live in our own little bubble with our mind oblivious to the people and happenings around us. This thing of when we see but don't see. When we hear but we don't hear. Common sense. And what we're talking about here is just worldly things mostly. Just things of the world. Everyday life. You know. Common sense. Sensibility. I keep trying to get ahead of myself here. Let me hang on to that thought. So, we're oblivious to the needs and troubles of others and therefore not available to give a hand or a good word or anything else to help our neighbor or loved one when we don't have any common sense, sensibility. We're not aware. We're not feeling anything. Without common sense, we're also oblivious to know how to conduct our how our conduct or neglect affects those around us. People that don't show any common sense, they don't show any concern for anybody around them or what happens to anybody around them or what trouble they cause to everybody around them. They ain't got no sense. That's what we say. And they don't. They have no feeling. They have no perception. You know, they throw trash out in your yard. Mm-hmm. They'll throw their door open at Walmart and put a ding in your car. Thoughtless, careless, no sense. That kind of stuff. You know?
Yep.
Every little thing. I mean, they won't pick up after themselves. They're always leaving a mess for somebody else to have to clean up or fix or do. We say they don't have any sense. They don't. They don't have any sensibility about you or anybody else. They're just living in their little bubble. Oblivious to whatever happens to everybody else because of what I do or don't do. Not having any sense, sensibility is not doing what you say you'll do and not fulfilling your responsibilities. You know, turn out the lights. How many times have we went through that through all of the years? How many times have y'all went through that at home? Turn the lights out. Why you go off and leave all the lights on? Why you just turn the water on and just let it run, let it run, let it run? Why you get in the shower and just run it until there ain't no hot water anymore? When you know you got two or three siblings waiting to take a bath right after you, why do you just take it all and leave nothing for anybody else? Yeah, that's right. That's no sense. You're not thinking about anybody but yourself. So that's the basic thing about good character, that we're mindful of others and how our actions and words affect them. And don't you think that a Christian ought to be that way? Sure. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto others, you know, the golden rule. As you would that others should do unto you, do you unto them also likewise, or whatever. I mean, that's how it is. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Treat other people like you would like to be treated. But with no sense, you don't think about that. It's just me. Little things aggravate you, don't they? Like somebody take the last of the toilet paper and then just walk off and leave it. Yeah. Well, if you had any sense, you'd fix that before you leave. Common sense has to be exercised, or it ceases to operate. It's not something that some people are born with and others are not. Get that out of your mind. It's not just, we got some good kids and bad kids. Boy, I got a bad in here. He just won't do nothing. He just won't think. He can't understand nothing. I mean, he's a real dunce. That's not how it is. A child can be trained. And that's one of the basic things about training a child is teach them to think and pay attention.
There we go.
I know I was a villain as a father, but I made them listen to me. You know, I wouldn't put up with this, you know, like that when I'm talking to them. Nope, you look right at me. You look at me. It was awful hard for them to do when they was in trouble. I remember sitting holding their little old face and they'd lied to me and I knew they was lying. I said, look me in the eye and tell me that. And they'd look at me and they'd go, yes. You know, they could not look me in the eye. And but whatever it took to make them listen to what I was saying. And I didn't go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. You got to understand this. You got to understand it. Now listen to me. Are you listening? Tell them. What did I just say? You know, I mean, yeah. You're learning that, are you? Well, you better stick with it.
Yeah.
Till he learns to listen.
Yeah.
There, he's little. It takes a while. And it takes more for some than it does for others. I'll give you that. But it's just not something that you're born with or not born with. You can't help it. That's a bunch of baloney. Lack of common sense is the result of habitual self-centeredness. When you don't have any common sense or any sensibility toward other people, it's just because you just think of yourself, and that's all. And that's just a fact. Lack of common sense is a result of habitual laziness of the mind. Just not thinking on purpose and just letting your mind just freewheel. When you're doing that as a little child, and it's not corrected and not disciplined, then you're going to have a wrecked life. And you're going to have an adult with no sense, who's a burden on everybody else and an aggravation on everybody else. And he's going to get shoved away from everybody else in the world. He's never going to make it. His life's going to be a misery. So teach them while they're little to listen and to observe, pay attention. And the lack of common sense is the result of habitual self-indulgence. Just my way. Just what I want. You know, like taking, you know, everybody thinks it's, some of our family thinks it's really funny because nobody in our family will take the last biscuit or the last whatever on the table. Well, I don't think it's funny. I think that's pretty good. You just don't do that. It's a thing of sense. It's a thing of sensibility to other people. Does anybody want this last roll? Well, of course, everybody's going to say, no, no, you go ahead and take it. You go ahead and take it. Well, not when they're kids.
No.
You know. Yeah, I want it. Well, that never did go either. Somehow you got to put it into them. And you got to have it in yourself to start with. But you got to put it into them to be sensitive to other people. And to put others before themselves. Or they don't have no sense. Not going to have any sense. Common sense is the ability to perceive what's going on in the minds and lives of others as well as what's happening around you. Now just common sense. It's just being aware of what's going on around you. I know that this is going to probably get you a little bit, but you women need to be more aware of what's going on around you, especially when you're out in public. You need to know where you're at. Be aware of where you're at and be aware of who's around you. And that is common sense. And you can't just be oblivious to the world around you and thinking you're the only one. Any, you know, you get on the road. What causes all the frustration? Lack of common sense. It just gets me. You know, we'll go from here to the house, for example. Now, there's only three places between here and home where you might be able to pass somebody. And they'll poke along 35 mile an hour until you get to the county line. And when you top over that hill, it's downhill. And they'll go from 35 to 65 while you're trying to pass them down through there. I never do that. If I've got somebody on my bumper, I give them a chance. I don't speed up. I slow down so they can get around. You know what happens most of the time, though? They won't pass. They just stay right behind you. And we have actually stopped in the road. Me and Dad did one morning. Stopped in the road. And I opened the door and stuck my hand out and waved this woman in the van behind us to come on around. Because she was just right on her bumper. We were pulling a trailer. And here's a long straight stretch. And us pulled over and stopped. And she's just... just like a cow out in the field. What do you think about cows? Have they got any sense?
No.
They ain't got a lick of sense. And when you run into a person that's like that, it's just kind of flabbergasted, don't it? You think, what in the world? Not thinking, not perceiving what's going on around you. People do it driving more than anything else, probably. They're just totally oblivious. Got a four-way stop right down here. It's just like a circus. We'll pull up. If she's driving, she'll pull up there real slow, and here's somebody else pulled up. And I said, all right, it's your turn. Yeah. And if she waits, they'll go if it's a man. Because I do that. If you're going to stop, I'm going, even if it is your turn. If you're going to sit there and look at me, we ain't going to just sit here all day and stare at each other. If you ain't got no sense, don't you know how a four-way stop works? Anybody here know? Whoever is on the right goes first. If you pull up at the same time, the one on the right goes first. Yeah. And then, you know, if there's three there, and he got there first, he goes, then I go, and then this one goes. And everybody's sitting there,
waiting at each other.
Yeah. What? Why don't people have any sense? You get out on a four-lane road, and people get over in the fast lane and drive 45 mile an hour. We run on the, coming from the bluff the other day. Here's a guy in the fast lane. 45 mile an hour. They'll give him a ticket.
Yes.
You want to drive slow? Fine. Get off on the shoulder and let everybody else go by. Don't get in the fast lane. That's for cars going faster. That's what that means. Well, they're not aware. They don't even... We had some guy pull out in front of us the other day. And he just... Here we come down the road, and he just... Right out in front of us. And then, you know how they do. They just roll over to the center line, and then going real slow, and then back over to the... And then finally, all of a sudden, he seen that I was behind him. And then... You know, and away he went. He was totally unaware that anybody was coming or that anybody was behind him. Yeah. He's got his mind on something else. Not driving. Not on anybody else driving. The world is his. He's just out here looking around. Unaware, unconcerned about anybody else. Hello?
I'm sorry.
People with common sense are sensitive about what other people think of them and the things they say and do. And it's not good for your Christian testimony if you get out on the highway and make other people mad at you. Provoke them to anger. Driving like that. Amen.
That's right.
Let me tell you another thing. Being right on their tail is provoking them to anger too.
Yeah.
Nothing makes me more upset driving than somebody right on my bumper. Going down these old roads and deer's jumping out in front of you everywhere and possums and everything else and no telling what. Trees in the road and then somebody right on your tail.
Yes.
Back off! Don't you realize they're cussing you and they're getting mad at you while you're doing that? All right. People with no common sense are just oblivious to the fact that anyone else is around or watching or thinking of them. And from the scriptures, we read that it's obvious that it's possible to have all your physical senses but still have no common sense. You can see but not see. You can hear but not hear. We just read that 2 or 3 times. You can see and hear and not understand. So it teaches us that the problem is not physical, but spiritual. To be insensitive to other people is to show our lack of love for other people. Charity. Doesn't charity? Charity is love, but it's love in action. It's love giving charity. It's giving place to others. Love puts the other first before yourself. That's what love does. Real love.
Yep.
This Hollywood love puts you first and makes you love somebody if they give to you. But that's not real love. So it's very, and it's also, while it shows your lack of love for others, it shows your great love for self at the same time.
Yep.
When you're insensitive to other people. When you're not aware of the fact that you're making them aggravated and mad. That you're causing them difficulties and problems and frustration. When you're just not aware of that, means you love yourself and you don't love nobody else.
Yep.
And that's what it says, loud and clear. Is that a good Christian testimony? Is that good Christian character? No, it's a blot on your Christian character if you claim to be a Christian. You know, I've said it a lot of different times, but you know, I heard a preacher one time and he said that he didn't want a fish or any kind of bumper sticker on his car that identified him as a Christian, because when he got out there driving, he got mad at people and he didn't want them knowing that he was a Christian, because he was, I don't know if he was making obscene gestures at them or shaking his fist or, you know, trying to run them off the road or what. That's pretty poor, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
This stuff is what is different in a Christian. Being mindful of other people. It's very offensive to others when we're insensitive toward them.
That's right.
What happened to like opening a door for somebody when you're going in a store or anywhere? Does anybody still do that? When's the last time somebody opened the door for you? I do it too. Yes, sir. Let somebody else go first. Or do you crowd in line first? If we go to Aldi's and we got our cart and we're standing there in line at the end of the line and somebody comes up and he's got a loaf of bread or something, I just say, come on, you go on. You ain't going to sit and wait on us. Just, yeah. They appreciate it. No, you just wait your turn, buddy. I was here first. I've been waiting a long time. Which one you think that have more impression on them? If they know you're, or if they, what would make them think you might be a Christian? Which one? The one that stands for his rights? Stands up for himself? Don't let nobody push me around getting in front of me. Well, I know when you're young, you got a lot more of that in you. I've done that before. I grabbed a guy one time in a gas station because the line was long from here to the kitchen counter in there, and I was standing there, and he come in and just shouldered his way right in front of me. And I just grabbed him by the shoulder, and I said, hey, bud, the end of the line's back there. Oh, I'm sorry. And he went back there. But if it happened now, I probably wouldn't do that. I'd just say, well, if you're in that big a hurry, well, you just get right in front of me. Really?
Yeah.
The younger you are, the less you got of that. But and the more you got of the other. But we're not mindful of others' feelings if we don't have any sense. We forget things that are important to them. I'm talking about sensibility, common sense. You understand the connection here?
Yes.
Usually, a wife kind of gets her feelings hurt if you don't remember her birthday or her anniversary. I mean, if you just let it go and don't even just act like you done forgot it all, kind of hurts her feelings. Yeah. Well, I'm just so busy. Ought to have more sense than that. Right? Yes, it would. When we fail to keep our word to people, when we say to them we're going to do something and then we don't do it. If we promise to take care of things and we don't. That's a big problem we got nowadays. You can't rely on people to do the things that are important that to be done, you know.
Yeah.
We ought to be able to trust one another completely to do what you say.
Yeah.
Turn the lights on. Turn the heat down.
Amen.
You know. Flush the toilet. John, 1 John 4:8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now, what is love? Charity? It's being sensitive toward other people. I mean, if being sensitive toward other people is an aspect of love, that's pretty hard lick right there. He that loveth not knoweth not God. I think it's part of godliness to have some sense toward other people. Common sense, like we understand the word, the phrase, ties into this because our bumbling and our messes that we make because we don't have any common sense about how to do things and take care of things, that causes the same problems with other people as it does when we're not aware of their feelings and insensitive about the trouble we're causing them on the highway or wherever. So to be insensitive is this. It's the want of the power to be moved or affected. Want of tenderness. Lack. That's what that word means. Lack of tenderness or susceptibility of emotion and passion. Not to be moved at the distresses of others. Just don't care.
Right.
Negligence is a crime. You know, if you cause somebody's injury or death by negligence, you're guilty of a serious crime.
Yes.
What is negligence? Not thinking. Not caring enough to do what you were supposed to do. You know, you get out on the road and run up and down the road with no brakes on a vehicle. Yeah. That's negligence. You run over somebody and cause a wreck, or somebody get killed, you're going to jail.
Yes, sir.
And rightly so.
That's right.
If it was your wife, your children, your family that got hurt or killed by somebody doing that, you'd be for them being punished about it, wouldn't you? You'd consider it a crime. Insensibility simply shows we don't care. And it can't be excused with, "I'm sorry," or "I forgot." Don't you get sick of hearing that? Is that an acceptable excuse for a child to tell you something that you told them to do and they said, "Yes, ma'am, all right," and then they didn't do it? And then you come to them and say, "It didn't get it. Why didn't you do it?" "Oh, I forgot." "Oh, okay. Well, I understand. That's a good excuse. You forgot." You feel that way about it?
No.
No, that's no excuse. That's unacceptable.
Right.
"I'm sorry. I forgot." Think that cures everything. Don't let your kids get away with that. Don't let that be an acceptable excuse. "I forgot," or "I'm sorry." Just because they say "I'm sorry" don't mean they're sorry. They've just figured out those words will defuse you and they can go on. Make them learn to listen and pay attention and be aware of what's going on around them. These little kids like to throw toys. They need to be taught that you know, that ain't to be done. You just throw something at a random and hit somebody in the face. No. Little kids do that stuff. But that's part of teaching them to grow up and not be that way. So, even more so when it's a habitual thing and not just a one-time or occasional thing. Insensibility shows we don't care. Even more so when it's just a habit that we do all the time. We can excuse somebody for one time. I mean, anybody can, you know, turn around and step on somebody's foot or something. Now, whoops, I'm sorry. But if it's just something you're doing all the time, you know what I'm talking about? You know people like that. You may have some like that in your family, just continually. No matter what they do, it breaks.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, well. If common sensibility is lacking toward other people, it'll also be lacking in our responsibilities at home, at work, at school, at church, whatever we have our hand to in life. Those around us will continually be frustrated because of the trouble we're causing with our carelessness and mindlessness in the things we do and the people we deal with. I'm preaching on this because it's hard to be found in churches. And it's hard to be found among preachers. Just common sense. You won't find one in 50, probably more, and I'm being real generous, that knows how to do anything. I mean, they don't know how to change a light bulb. They don't do anything. You know? They won't touch anything. They won't get their hands dirty. That preacher told me that one time. He said, no, them gloves don't fit my hands. Get his hands dirty. He ain't going to pick up no shovel. He ain't going to move no board. He ain't going to fix no toilet. He ain't going to fix no roof. He ain't getting on a ladder. He ain't crawling under no house. Somebody else can do it. No. No, it's not. But there'll always be confusion around us because of the things that are out of order, because of our mindless carelessness and self-absorbed ways. That's become one of the greatest problems that businesses have to deal with concerning employees and management. Ain't it, Dakota? Ain't nobody got any sense? Ain't it, Gary? Ain't nobody got any sense? I mean, they don't even know. Ain't it, Esther? Yeah, you know, at where she works. All this pandemic and all the rules and everything. And you can just tell people and you can give it to them on paper. And they'll say, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Turn right around and go and do this opposite. Yeah. Just like their mind is a blank or something, like an Etch-a-Sketch. You know, you write all over it, and then they just turn around and go, and it's all gone. And you didn't do one bit of good to tell them anything because they did not perceive it. They didn't get it. They weren't listening. They weren't paying attention. They heard you. They seen you talking. They didn't get a thing. No sense. No sense. It's a big problem. That's why they're all going to machinery and robots and equipment to do the work that people used to do because they can't get any people that's got enough sense to do it anymore. And that's a fact. It's because of the lack of sensibility these businesses have all the problems. Simply paying attention to the world around you instead of being turned inward on yourself. Or focused on social media or messaging people who are somewhere else. You know, just... I remember seeing a guy down at the bluff walking across the parking lot. And he had a Bluetooth thing on his ear and he was just talking. You know, if you didn't know what was going on, if I hadn't seen that, you'd thought, man, he's went nuts. He's lost his moorings, as they used to say. He's just walking across there, just talking away. And ain't nobody around him. Just him. I think he's crazy. Yeah. But, you know, these people are not... Have you ever seen one of the McDonald's cashiers or Walmart even and just mess them up a little bit on the change? And boy, they're just totally messed up. You know, it's $4... You give them a little change so it'll come out even, and they can't figure change. No. I sat at a McDonald's one time when we were coming back from Virginia, I think it was one time, and that girl sat there for the longest time counting the nickels and dimes she was trying to give me back, and she was totally stumped. Said, well, a machine tells them how. Well, they tell them how much sense, but they got to add those fives and tens, and they can't do it. I graduated high school. Can't add 5 plus 10 plus 5. Now, what good are they going to be? I tell you what, a person like that, now what do you reckon it's like to live with a person like that? Well, that's what I'm talking about here. That's the world we're living in. It's degenerate. And it is, they think we're evolving. And where man is continually getting smarter and better and all that. We're getting more like monkeys than less like monkeys all the time. Dumber, obviously, getting dumber, having less sense about us. So... if a person is insensitive, they're not teachable, and they never learn. Why? Because they're not listening. Insensitive. They're not paying attention, and they're not aware. So you can't teach them. You can make them look at you. That goes on in church a lot. They'll sit there and look at you and blink, but they're not listening to nothing you're saying. They never improve in their abilities or knowledge about things and how they work or how to fix things when they break. Lack of common sense sensibility shows a real bad character problem. Just as lack of integrity that we've talked about, and honor, responsibility, and morals will destroy a life and the lives of those around it, so will a lack of sensibility. That's why marriages don't last. That's why families blow apart. That's why kids won't, you know, that's why they move to the other side of the country, and all these families nowadays live that way, where their families just scattered to the wind. Because of lack of sensibility. They grew up in a home where nobody watched out for anybody else, and everybody's walked all over everybody else and made a problem for everybody else. And so now they've moved off in different places, and most likely they're doing the same thing to some more people that they experienced growing up. It'll isolate you and leave you alone someday, feeling sorry for yourself, with plenty of time to think about what you have thought about all your life, yourself. Mm-hmm. It's what happens. People that are not sensitive to other people have no sense about anything. They end up sitting alone somewhere thinking of themselves. It can be corrected by exercising your senses on purpose. Bible talks about girding up the loins of your mind. We've been talking about your mind and your spirit a lot, but your mind is it's a member of your being that you control. And so you can correct this problem of having no sense in your mind by doing it on purpose. Just getting a hold of yourself and thinking of other people instead of yourself. Stopping before you do things, before you say things to other people, before you commit yourself to a certain way, before you just walk off and leave something for somebody else to deal with, fix things behind you so that other people make a way for people behind you instead of just leaving a bunch of traps and snares and messes behind you, like somebody going down the highway out here throwing their McDonald's trash all over the road. Don't live your life like that. Clean up after yourself. Think about the person that's right behind you, the next one in here. And do that. Make that a habit of life at home, out in public places. You see what messes people make in public bathrooms? You know, we go down there to, like at Walmart, and we go in, and it actually reminds me of Mexico. I remember when you used to go in there and the ground was clean. It wasn't all trash, didn't stink. Now it's just stuff spilled everywhere and trash laying everywhere. That's just how it was in Mexico, where nobody cared. Everybody just throwed their trash out. Animals everywhere. Stunk. Yeah. Because nobody cared. About anybody else, it's your problem. Mm-hmm. It can be corrected by exercising your senses on purpose. When you're looking and watching, think while you're watching and watch on purpose. If you don't know how to do something, you don't know how it's done, watch somebody else do it on purpose. Watch and ask and learn. By focusing on others and what's going on around you instead of yourself or some gadget in your hands.
Yes.
Put everything down and look around you. Be aware of the people around you, of the things that are going on around you, instead of being oblivious to it. Do you ever watch any of these videos where people are looking at their phone and they walk off in a pool of water or hit a tree or run into something, knock their head off, you know, wham! Yeah, you run over by a car. That's just what I'm talking about here tonight. People live in the same house with their family, and that's the way they do it. They just live oblivious to everybody else and separate themselves off, and they don't care. They eat their food and throw their trash in the floor. They eat their food and throw their dishes on the cabinet or the sink and let somebody else take care of it. Why don't you take care of it?
Yeah.
We ought to leave it for somebody else. So by focusing on others, what's going on around you, instead of yourself. You can also, by practicing thinking and perceiving instead of being lazy in your mind and intellect and only receiving what somebody else gives you, instead of just having to be entertained all the time, having to have some noise, some imagery, something pumped into your eyes and ears all the time to keep your mind occupied, won't you just turn all that off and think on purpose about some things that matter? You ever try that? You know, old people used to just go sit on the porch. They didn't have the radio blasting. Didn't have a TV on the porch. Didn't have a cell phone to look at or an iPad. Just go sit on the porch. What for? What do you? How do you do that? What do you? How do you? That's boring. No, thinking's a pretty good thing. Pretty. It time passes pretty quick if you're thinking.
Yes, sir.
On your own. Some people never experience that. And I mean that. We got people in this generation that have grown up. That's why they have to have that music blasting. They always have to have that noise going. Because they can't think. You know, we were in the... When Elizabeth was... I think it was when she was expecting Ada. And I went over at different times to the doctor with her and sitting in that waiting room. I remember one day. It was a couple of years ago, I guess. Whatever. But they had the TV going. And for some reason, they shut it off. And so they went to... They had turned back on, long story short, because people were complaining that it's too quiet in here. Okay, ain't no noise. Got to turn that thing on where it's... And all them pictures and things are flashing and all the noise and the beating and banging. And I was fine with it off. But other people couldn't stand it. Turn that thing back on. People do it in their homes all the time. That's the way they live. That thing's just a blasting all the time.
Yes.
You know why? Because they don't want to think.
Yeah.
Once you turn it off and go sit on the porch. It's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
You can think sitting on the porch. I'm just telling you how to fix this problem of not having any sense. Reason you don't have any sense? Not listening. Not listening because of all the noise that you got to have. This popular culture with its media and imagery is promoting stupidity, not sensibility. Dumbing down, we blame the teachers and the schools and everything else, but there's a lot more to it than them. It's this culture we live in where you got to have something being pumped into your eyes and ears all the time instead of just sitting somewhere and thinking about the Word of God, about other people. About God. About the things you have that you ought to be thankful about.
Yeah.
About all that's going on in the world. And what's to come. There's plenty to think about. It's ruining the character of even those who've been raised and trained by people who have good character. It's ruining the ones that might have been something else. Kids do fine until they get up old enough and then they get a phone and they get all this stuff and then they lose their minds. They start being numb skulls. They don't think. Then they turn into adults that don't know how to do anything. There was a family in a church we were in one time and they were known for their automobiles and vehicles. If it broke down, they just pulled the plates off and went home. Bought another. Yeah, they'd leave it on the... They left that one on the ramp down around Roanoke somewhere down there. You know, they just pulled the plates, hitched a ride home, left it down there. It quit on them. Wheels come off of one coming down the church driveway that time. You remember that? One of the wheels come off. But they just had so many cars. When we first moved over there, the whole place was full of the cars they had and went through. What are you saying that for? Well, you don't throw away a car just because something goes wrong with it. Do you? Well, you try to fix it. If you know how. But most people don't know how to do nothing anymore. They have to hire somebody else to do it. I mean, I've always been poor, but I would have been a whole lot poorer if I didn't know how to do some stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Me too. You know, if I didn't know how to do some stuff, there's a lot of other people that would be in a hard shape too, because how can you pay somebody to do something when you don't have the money to do it with? You just need some sense. You know how you get it? Thinking. Watching. Listening.
Yes.
Paying attention. I've always figured if somebody else can do it, I can do it. All I got to do is learn how.
Right.
And the way I learn how is I watch somebody do it. Or I read and learn how to do it. Or I just do it.
Right.
A lot of times I've just done it. Just do it. And I learn how that way. That's the hard way now.
Yeah.
We can't be a good Christian if we can be a Christian at all without good sense toward other people and the things around us. Good character requires common sense. Do you have it? Do you have common sense tonight?
Yes.